Quick question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here. Can we keep the yuck your yum line out of my segment?
Okay.
I hate doing your show.
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
What are we doing here?
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
That is Jason Wilde's theme music. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton with you. Primetime Oil Shine behind the glass. And Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little sad for our guy. I thought he handled himself. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Jason.
He is
here. I know he is. He's not dead either. I thought he handled himself brilliantly in the post-game interviews. I tuned in at the most disappointing of times, and I just wanted to say that I'm proud to be your friend and your teammate, and you'll always be a champion in my book, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jason. I mean, I said this earlier when people asked if I was going to retire. You either retire on top or you get retired by the game, and losing that makes me feel a little bit like I'm getting retired. I don't know if I'm totally done yet. I don't know if that was a big enough flag to be like, hey, maybe you call it quits now. But yeah, it stings. It still stings, but you know, that's how sports go. Not everyone can win the Super Bowl every year, and not everyone can win the Olympic trials every time they go, even though that was the case for me leading up to this event.
And well, I'm thinking about forming my own team. So if I do, Team Wilde, you're going to be my first-round pick.
What position would Wilde play? If you were forming a team, what position would he be on a curling team?
Great question. Yeah, I have no idea.
Statistician?
That's not my
Journalist. He'd cover the team.
Yeah, he'd cover the team. Yeah, maybe the alternate. Like they've got good jobs.
I bet you there's a hell of a book to be written about Team Schuster.
There could be.
And obviously, Matt, we love you. John Schuster's got a hell of a story for his dominance, but also lots of up and down, like, tragic, like, moments in sports where kind of it's undersold because it's curling and people aren't in on it, but there were some highs and lows for John. There was a great article, I think, in The Athletic, like 10 years ago about him.
I will say, without giving too much away, there won't be a book written because Life Writes may or may not have been sold to make a movie. So there's that.
Okay.
We'll just throw that out there.
Who's gonna play you?
I might have already said too much, but...
Just shut your mouth, Matt, because you're going to give away more information.
Yeah.
So just zip it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't want Matt to get in trouble.
I think Chris Hemsworth.
That is a compliment.
That is a heck of a compliment, and I totally agree. Yeah. Like, same physique, same facial hair.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We got the long hair for it.
Hammer happens in curling.
Yeah, exactly.
New Avengers movie, and you've ruined it, Jason. The Team Schuster was going to be part of the Avengers.
Curling Avengers.
And the rocks were going to explode as part of their superhero strength.
Yeah.
Assemble.
They fell through a toxic lake that was covered in ice when they were curling. They fell through,
and then they became superheroes.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. I'm copywriting that, so that's actually a hell of a story. All right, Jason, with the Packers here, we had some calls, one specifically, that was calling for Malik Willis to be maybe play more, which is better than like being the starter. And I have seen, I watched the Bears, Chicago's used Tyson Bagent, I think, in different ways than Green Bay would, but they've put him out on the field. He threw a pass to Caleb Williams once. They're trying to use him a little bit strategically. Sometimes it comes across gimmicky. Sometimes it's worked. But I know Matt LaFleur was asked about it after the game. Do you think at some point during the season, just more Malik Willis packages with Jordan Love or a Wildcat with an actual running back or actual quarterback could make sense? Like, do you think LaFleur would dip into his bag of tricks a little bit more, which we haven't seen a lot of, just to give Malik Willis some more opportunities?
I don't. I don't think he views, first of all, Malik Willis as a gimmicky kind of guy. I think he obviously views him as a legit backup who could win games, which he's done. I don't think there's kind of this I don't want to say historic thing, but these guys, they've had such great quarterbacks for so long. Their attitude is oftentimes, we're not going to take our best player off the field to put somebody else out there. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, and certainly it would be fun, which, you know, I think things being fun is a good thing. But I think there's probably a little bit of stuff in the playbook already. I think Matt LaFleur mentioned that, but whether he actually would ever call it and send, you know, have two quarterbacks on the field at the same time, whatever else, like, he's just not, I don't want to say that, I don't mean this in a mean way, but, like, he's not that fun, right? Like, they have some trickeration in their playbook, and they've run some stuff, and Steno has come up with a couple ideas that he got through the sensors to actually be played in a game, but overall, I don't think that that is something that let me put it just this way. Mm-hmm. I'll be surprised if he actually does it. It's one thing to have it in the playbook. It's another thing to actually call it. And if he does, then I will be wrong.
Jason, any indication on when Jaden Reed's going to be coming back?
You mean other than him tweeting out a picture of himself mm-hmm. in his uniform?
And then I saw your quote tweet of Matt LaFleur's smile at the end of this answer.
Yeah, he definitely smiling there. I think there are brilliantly phrased question, because I would say there are indications that they're going to open up the window. I'm not sure if there's any confirmations just yet, but I'm no Inspector Gadget, who I think didn't somebody else do most of the work for him? Like, he was kind of clueless, right? And everybody else did the work for him. Like, he wasn't a very good investigator.
I think I'm the only one who can answer that question for you. Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember who his sidekick was that did all the things. It was like a dog.
Yeah, it was a dog, yeah. Either one of you seen Inspector Gadget?
Definitely.
Okay.
No, I thought you were talking about a different movie. I'll find it.
What movie?
There's a different movie that Ryan would probably know from Disney Channel, where the guy was like a robot, but not. It was like a actual humans.
I believe that was actually like the remake of this Inspector Gadget cartoon.
See, so that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. that's what I've seen too.
There was the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a cartoon though too.
Yeah, I remember the cartoon.
Ferris Bueller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes, that's his name. Yes. Thank you. Anyways, continue.
Matthew Broderick is in a movie, live-action version of Inspector Gadget?
Yes, I just learned that now, too, but I also know how Molly's brain works.
See, that's the beauty of where I'm at in this, because I saw the cartoon, but I was also young enough to really dig the movie.
Now, Jason, just to complete, Matt's having a little bit of crisis, I don't know if it's an existential crisis, that he learned that he is closer to my age than Ryan's age, and Ryan views 36 as old. And Matt's really been trying to come to grips with this.
I guess where we're at in life, Jim, I do feel slightly closer to Ryan than you, as far as you
know. But Ryan feels nowhere close to you.
Yeah, apparently, and I'm apparently too old for Ryan to date, which also hurt my feelings.
Yeah, there's a couple other reasons too.
It's one part.
The dating questions with Jason in a minute. But go ahead and continue off of your Inspector Gadget metaphor.
Well, I just I can close this up very quickly now that I've learned so much about Ferris Bueller playing him. And that is that I'm not a great inspector either, but I think the clues are pretty clear. Tomorrow would be the time to do it. It would start the clock on 21 days. I don't know if he would ramp up quickly enough or Marshawn Lloyd would ramp up quickly enough, because there's obviously a question about Josh Jacobs' availability for Sunday. Remember, they've got the quick turnaround then, and they've got Thanksgiving on Thursday then. So I think it's a challenging time. They could use the reinforcements. I don't know how quickly they would play those two guys, Marshawn Lloyd or Jaden Reed, but it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense for them to open the window tomorrow.
So do you have a pack of questions I want to ask Jason about our bet here and Ryan?
I mean, that seems like that can take plenty of time, so we can just move to
okay.
that.
Okay, so Jason, first question I got for you, what do you consider like a blind date? Like, how would you define a blind date?
And have you ever been on one?
Not recently. No, I don't think I've ever been on a blind date. I was toward the early era of like Match.com and that world, which apparently now that's all anybody does. But no, I don't think I ever went on a date with somebody that I had not met in person first.
Okay. Now,
but how would you describe,
now
like,
describe a blind date?
Yeah, what would you think a blind date is?
Well, I guess there's a couple of ways you could go with this, but because are we ruling out, are photos allowed or not allowed?
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah, so how would, like, if someone said I'm setting you a blind date, like, what's your expectation of what you should know about this person? Like, how much should you know?
First thing I would say is, let me ask Paula if that's okay.
Let me check with my wife.
Secondly, yes, exactly. Second, I am not agreeing. Let's say Paula calls me in the middle of the segment and says, I'm running off with the guy that runs the carpet store next door to the gym where she coaches.
That
seems
so
very specific.
Yeah.
Do you want to put your feet up on the couch and talk more about this, Jason?
No, specific.
We're great. No. We're great. But she's coaching right now, and the only thing that's in the neighborhood is the carpet store. So, I mean, that's the best I could come up with on short notice. But if, let's say she did that, which she's going to be so annoyed with me when I tell her that I did this. And then she may actually run off with the carpet store guy. But
you spoke it into existence.
If she did that and Matt Hamilton said, Jason, you know, I'm getting over my disappointment. I know you're disappointed Paula left you for the carpet guy. I want to set you up on a date with this girl. I would expect her to say, I want to see a picture of him in 2025, and I would feel the same way. Like, if she's going to look and go, God, boy, Jason's too fat for me to date. I'm fine with that. That's fair. I want to go in with realistic expectations. So what are you doing to Wooly? This has to be Wooly related.
Yeah. Yes. So obviously.
You said you weren't a good inspector, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Good job. We figured that out. It was a real tough one. Yeah. Molly, why don't you go ahead and go explain?
Okay. So, Jason, so we do Molly's game every single week, but we decided, and this took place when we decided, when the Badgers were absolutely, I mean, they're still horrible, but they were even worse because they hadn't won a game in how long? They hadn't even scored a touchdown
in 2 weeks,
in how long, right? So we made
this
a bet.
After the Oregon game specifically.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, well, actually, we should have felt good because they did score a touchdown in that game. But basically, with Molly's game, so I give the guys different games and stuff to bet on, pick on, whatever. So what we decided to do was I was going to start picking as well with them, and then the loser, or worst of 3 weeks of consecutive picks, has to do a bet as we all go to the Wisconsin-Illinois game this weekend together. So if I lost, I would have to take a selfie with random individuals during every quarter of the game. Matt would have to go sit by himself in, like, the corner of Camp Randall and not be able to talk to anybody the entire time. Jim would have to watch the marching band because he despises the marching band. And Ryan would have to go on a blind date picked by us. So Ryan ended up losing. So we've been trying to find him a date now.
And we
successfully.
So Matt did. So yeah. Matt, tell Jason your wife's success rate with blind dates, and then tell him how you set the blind date up.
Yeah, so I say my wife's a meddler. She says she's a matchmaker, and she's got a pretty good success rate. Higher than Jordan Love's completion percentage, I would say.
But I'm...
Yeah, two of her childhood friends that and her cousin, she has now set up with their current husbands. So pretty impressive stat line.
First.
Yeah, first.
Well, Jen's your first wife, as you refer to her.
Jen is definitely my first wife. And only forever wife. Just because she does not love it when I say that. So I will clarify, forever wife. And she decided, like, I told her about this, and she said, oh, I know somebody. I've got a friend. And I'm like, okay, well, let's make this work. First thing you need to know is, yes, this is for a bit, but Ryan's also single and looking. So if sparks fly, like, it's not like this is just like a, hey, do this for the content for our radio show and that's it. Like, this could be a real date. So
right.
Jen thought that was important because she wasn't going to set Ryan up if it was just a bit. So, yeah, it basically, Jen asked for Ryan's Instagram handle, and then Ryan had to, like, accept her as a friend so she could show her friend the picture of Ryan and make sure, you know, she'd even want to go on the date.
Yep.
And I said, to be fair, like, I need to show Ryan because I wouldn't expect in 2025 to be set up on a completely blind date.
Yep.
I sent that a picture to Ryan, and he's like, well, great, this was supposed to be a blind date. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm your boy. I would not just set you up without you ever getting a chance to, like,
right.
see yeah. who you're
seeing. She's in a game power. Show.
Yeah, like so, right. Riot, she's not actually look. Blind. Look. She's just the person you've never met.
Well, Ryan, you're taking it so literally.
Yeah, like, I thought I had to, like, really
Ryan's
define
watched
it.
Too much Love is Blind, where they're in, like, two different rooms for, like, 2 weeks trying
okay.
to get to know each
hold
other.
Yeah. I did not think that I was going to have to go to a date with someone who I was going to have to narrate to them what was going on during the game. I didn't think I was going to have to get play-by-play.
You were an aspiring broadcaster. We thought it was perfect for you.
I'm not aspiring, not since I was in college, trust me. But no, to me, when you say blind date, like, my thought is, like, you have never seen the person before. No. You know, like, one or two things about them, and that's about it. Because, like,
yeah,
to
in
me,
1970.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jason, by today's
well,
standards.
You had to, like, hand draw a photo of someone.
Yeah. But you even mentioned, Jason, like, nowadays, the way everyone my age dates is.
Court artist.
Right. Very poor artist.
The court way artist.
Court artist, yes. Court sketch artist, thank you.
Yes, yes.
But the way that everyone dates nowadays is basically by these standards. Like, I see a picture of somebody, I know, like, a little bio about them, and then we start chatting. Like, that's what dating is for anyone my age now. Yep. So to me, like, that's not a blind date. That's just, like, how you meet people now. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, nothing unique about it in my mind.
This is totally different. It's not using a dating app. It's using Jen.
This is a meet cute.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, Ryan. You're set up with a meet
right.
cute.
What?
Like, you married this cute. Girl, and, oh, come on.
You don't know meet cute?
Molly, you have to know what a meet cute is.
I'll Google it. It's like fine.
I think you can figure it out through
like
the context.
It's like a great story of how you met. Like, it would be perfect for a rom-com.
Guys,
exactly.
It would be
a double
for a
feature.
Yeah.
This could be the love
or
story, and then after
all,
we see this.
All I ask is that I officiate the wedding.
You know what this basically is? It's so far, it's the plot of the movie Hitch, right? The Will Smith movie. I mean, he's a matchmaker in that movie?
No, isn't that the movie with Margot Robbie?
No, what? Yeah, that is, that's Focus.
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
That one's so good.
I have not seen
Focus.
Focus.
Great.
I've seen Hitch, but, like, who references Kevin James movies? Like,
that's a good movie. I watched it a lot as a kid. What can I say?
Yeah, Paul Blart, great franchise, right, Ryan?
Yeah, just like Spy Kids.
I think Jason right. needs to go, you guys.
Yeah,
it's
Jason,
yeah, he does.
Jason has to go. So, Jason.
No, I got all kinds of time for this.
you told me before you'd prefer to be up by five.
Yeah, that's when it was Packer questions, Ryan. That's when it was Packer questions.
Revising my position here. Have you seen a photo? You've seen a photo?
I have, yes.
And you did. She has not seen the photo that I use for your contact photo. The beehive hairstyle.
Is that on your Instagram? I'm going to go look at your Instagram.
That is
not it's not.
It's Facebook.
I'll send it to
Jason,
you so
this
you
is a green flag. Matt had to, like, get photos to share them with Ryan because Ryan has an Instagram, but Jen's friend does not. So that was.
So she won't be burying her nose in her phone looking at social media instead of talking to Ryan.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Would you, if she said, if you guys meet wherever you guys would go.
The tailgate and the Badger game.
So they're going to go to the Badger game with us. So that's kind of the.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but their first meeting will be at the tailgate. It's not going to be like at a Quick Trip or something.
Right. It's going to be like in a dimly lit park. It's fine.
Yeah, we got to figure out that.
All I ask is that when you meet her, the first thing you say is, I prefer to go by Rye Guy.
that'll be a red flag for her, I think.
Just refer to yourself in the third person.
Right.
Rye Guy, Rye Guy wants to go get a hot dog.
Rye Guy. Rye Guy likes what he sees.
hey, Rye Guy, can you ask Jason the question that you asked us, which really freaks me out about how this date's going to go?
Oh, which one?
The podcast question.
No, because we were talking about what makes people dorky, because Matt Hamilton likes marching bands, so Jim judged him and said that wasn't cool.
But it's fine
dorky.
To like things that aren't cool, just own it.
Okay.
There's plenty of not
so
cool things
I
like.
So I was asking, is it okay for me to say that as someone who co-hosts a movie podcast once every other week, is that dorky and is that too dorky to bring up on a blind date with
What's
somebody?
What's the name of it?
It is the Real Issues podcast. Real being like a movie
issues,
reel.
The issues thing that kills something like about politics podcast.
I did not create the title. My friend did
or
in
fishing.
College.
Like a fishing.
Yeah, it does sound like. Yeah, you're right. It does sound like a fishing podcast.
It's
so
worse.
Good. Sexual breakdown lures.
That's gotta be, that's low on the list of things that he should be talking about.
But the thing is,
I think you've got a lot more going for you than that.
If I'm getting to know somebody and say she brings up, I
so
like
high on your list.
He also likes movies. That's the thing. It's one of Ryan's interests.
Exactly.
So she's
I think you should talk about it.
Then do I bring that up?
Yes.
We talked about how to bring it up. So Jason, I'll ask you without the kind of, like. Matt and I, Molly, workshopped of like how Ryan could get into the conversation without it being weird or extra dorky. How would you, if you were Ryan, work that into the conversation if you were talking with someone?
Well, I really don't know. Well, at some point you talk about like things you're interested
yes,
in.
Exactly.
Right? Like at some
exactly.
point the conversation is going to be about, you know, movies, music. Are you a Swiftie? Are you going to be able to, are you going to confess to that? Like, is that a piece of information that you would share? I love the Jonas Brothers, for example, which, by the way, their movie on the Disney Channel is terrible.
Okay.
That was horrible. The Christmas movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I just saw the preview for it.
I'll be honest,
the girls might like it.
That's the least shocking thing I've heard this year.
I don't know. I thought
I feel like this could come up naturally. I would say this. I don't think your opener would be, hey, it's great to meet you. Do we have a name? Do you have a name?
Jen's friend
is what we're going with. Yeah, Jen's friend. Great to meet you, Jen's
what
friend.
Have you
ever listened to my podcast?
And she'd be like, Jim, Matt, and Molly? No. Real issues.
No,
you can download wherever you get your podcast.
Exactly.
Hey, like, and guess what?
Even Spotify, where you can't get Will uh-huh.
I was just, you beat me there, Jason.
Great minds.
And Jason got through the same way that we did. It's like, yes, when you're talking about movies, and if she's like, I'm a movie dork, you think you're a movie dork, I host a podcast. You know, like
yeah,
that sort of way.
Perfect. Yeah.
I said,
love
Brian,
it. All right.
Jason, you might have the same moves, and we'll let you go that I did when I dated. Just make fun of yourself.
Yeah.
I think like it's
self-deprecating is charming. There's no
in honor of Brett Bielema. He was once. I really wish we had the audio, but he definitely referred to it as self-defecating humor, and we all laughed.
Well, I
at
think
a press
he did
conference.
Some of that too.
Oh, absolutely. But we all laughed. And he was like, "What did I say?" And then we had to explain it to him. Then he laughed. So, yeah,
nice.
I don't think he was very self-deprecating, but I wish them nothing but bad luck this week. Go Badgers!
All right. Thank you, Jason. Molly, before we head out.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Tell us about Madison College.
I would love to. Madison College has been around for over 100 years right here in our community and helping students build their futures. They've grown to 7 campuses all across South Central Wisconsin, including 3 right here in Madison. And if you're not in Madison, they've got campuses in Fort Atkinson, Portage, Reedsburg, and Watertown, plus tons of online and hybrid options so you can make school fit your schedule. Madison College has over 200 different programs to choose from, whether it's associate's degrees, technical diplomas, certificates, or apprenticeships. Learn more at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim at Molly.